Message number 37, the faithful witness of God for the testimony of Jesus. Roman numeral number 1. Christ is the faithful witness of God, the testimony and expression of God. His expressing God is his witnessing. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has released us from our sins by his blood. 20. The mystery of the seven stars and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. 8. Christ is the witness of God, the testimony and expression of God. The church is the testimony and expression of Christ. As such, the church is the reproduction of the testimony and expression of God in Christ. B. Revelation presents to us the revealed Christ and the testifying church, which is the testimony of Jesus. Christ is the testimony of God, and the church is the testimony of Jesus, the enlarged Christ as the corporate expression of the triune God.
Roman numeral 2, E. The shining of the seven lamps of the golden lampstands, the Lord Jesus walking in the midst, and with his seven eyes like a flame of fire, his feet like shining bronze, and the shining of his face, as the sun indicates, that we need more and more of the Lord's shining day by day in our daily life, and church life for more and more of his shepherding, saving, restoring, reviving, and defying. Revelations 4:5. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. 5:6. And I saw in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of elders, a lamb standing as having just been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Because the God who said, "Out of darkness light shall shine," is the one who shines in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:14. Therefore, he says, "Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." If enlightened rest with the mercy of God. Whenever God comes and bestows his mercy, the light of his countenance is our light, his appearance is our vision, and his presence is our gain. 1. In order to be enlightened, we must want and accept the Lord's shining, setting our heart to be single and seeking the Lord alone with all our desire. 2. In order to be enlightened, we must open ourselves to the Lord, turn our hearts to him, and place ourselves before him without any reservations or holding back. Those who close themselves to the Lord are experts in judging and criticizing others. 3. In order to be enlightened, we must put a stop to ourselves. This means to put a stop to our views, our ways of looking at things, our feelings, our ideas, and our opinions. When a person who is completely stuck comes before the Lord, he can be exceedingly single and simple in receiving the word of the Lord. 4. In order to be enlightened, we must not dispute with the light of the Spirit who speak within us, and we should not dispute with ministers of the Spirit who speaks without. 5. In order to be enlightened, we must continue to live in the light.